The news of Matt Lauer's firing on the Today Show today launched a Twitter storm. President Trump, who admitted after that Access Hollywood tape that he did the things he said on the tape, like grab women, tweeted out that NBC should now take on its fake news. Well, Lauer's Today Show co-host Savannah Guthrie was obviously shaken.
Just moments ago, NBC News Chairman Andy Lack sent the following note to our organization. Dear colleagues, on Monday night, we received a detailed complaint from a colleague about inappropriate sexual behavior in the workplace by Matt Lauer. It represented, after serious review, a clear violation of our company's standards. As a result, we have decided to terminate his employment. While it is the first complaint about his behavior in the over 20 years he has been at NBC News, we were also presented with reason to believe this may not have been an isolated incident.
Matt Lauer has hosted Today since 1997, was a powerful engine for the network, but now he joins Fox News' Bill O'Reilly, ABC News' Mark Halperin, NPR's Mike Oreskes, Charlie Rose of CBS, and others making an exit. There have been reports that NBC's hand was forced by forthcoming investigations from the New York Times and Variety. Variety reporter Elizabeth Wagmeister tweeted this morning, "There are multiple women we've spoken to with far-ranging accusations against Lauer. The power of journalism has never been more evident with this cultural change." Well, Variety's senior TV critic Brian Steinberg joins us now. And Brian, she says far-ranging accusations. Now, Variety hasn't published yet, but that can range from sexual harassment to assault. What can you tell us?
Well, I think if you look at NBC's statement from this morning, they said they got a complaint earlier this week from someone, and they felt the incident was not may not be an isolated one. There's clearly some larger pattern of behavior, it sounds like, according to NBC's statement. And I would let what Elizabeth said on Twitter this morning speak for itself.
Yeah. Well, Yasir Ali of Huffington Post has also been tweeting. I and other reporters have been aware of several women who have come forward privately in the past few months. This is even before Weinstein, and they didn't want to go public. They were terrified of Matt. So people are now who have been doing this reporting coming forward. But you mentioned that someone came to NBC on Monday. This is according to NBC chair Andrew Lack's statement. But then Brian Stelter of CNN is reporting that NBC brass has known for weeks that these damaging reports were coming. Did Variety speak to them and alert them that these reports were coming?
You're putting me in a position where I'm commenting on a colleague's story that hasn't been published yet, so I'm reluctant. You wouldn't ask an NPR journalist to do the same thing, so I have to kind of just take a stand here. I'm sorry.
Oh, I probably would, but they would probably say the same thing. You're right. Because
this, I appreciate it.
No, because she hasn't finished her reporting. Yeah. But, you know, there seems to be a bit of a disconnect there. There seems to be reporting that, you know, NBC knew that these reports were coming. And, of course, they say that a woman came forward just on Monday. So there's a bit of a shock. What was Matt Lauer's role at NBC?
Look, Matt Lauer has presided over one of the most stable and lucrative franchises in television. The Today Show brings in millions of dollars in advertising revenue every year. The first of the format, it was around before Good Morning America was. It has defined NBC from Dave Garraway and his chimpanzee all the way through Matt and Savannah today. Mm. It is an institution. It is part of American culture. Mm. And, you know, these hosts become part of the family.
Well, and I should, full disclosure, it's a very, very small chapter in Today Show history, but big in mind, I was a substitute host for Jane Pauley for many years. It
yes.
is a beloved place. And you say stable. We remember there was another incident where Ann Curry, one of the hosts, was seemingly forced out of her role. So there has been eruptions. But how does a network scramble? Their hosts were shaken. Their reputation is at stake. What do you think happens, and especially when this reporting comes out?
Well, it's fascinating. You have two shows right now in the middle of this very strange and surreal episode. CBS This Morning also reeling from Charlie Rose's revelations last week. As pleasant as these programs are, there is a scorched earth battle for ratings between Good Morning America and Today and CBS This Morning and all the cable shows, Morning Joe and New Day on CNN and even Fox and Friends. There's a frenzy for viewership, and any shift in an anchor lineup can mean a shift in audience.
Not to mention the lives that are affected. His family, the women, so a lot of collateral damage. But just give me what are we talking about money-wise here, Brian?
I believe the last report for Lauer was $20 million a year. That's not unusual. We believe that, you know, Robin Roberts, George Stephanopoulos make between 10 and 20 as well.
And how much do they bring in?
They bring in several hundred million dollars worth of revenue every year in ad revenue.
Yeah.
They are big profit centers. The money they bring in helps fund the rest of NBC News' efforts.
Boy. That's Variety senior TV critic Brian Steinberg. We're awaiting Variety reporter Elizabeth Wagmeister's investigation, ongoing investigation of former Today Show host Matt Lauer. Brian, thank you.
Thank you.